Algie, you looking forward to the day off?
I am. My family's coming to town, so I'm excited to get a chance to spend a couple of days with them as we move out of this session.
What, any big plans?
No, just go out to eat, have a good time playing with the girls, and then just go from there. Get away from football and my girls, my two little girls. just enjoy this little time and then get back to my team.
How do you feel like you're at and where the team's at as you head into this first day off?
I feel good. Every year you get a better and better turnout for the voluntary off-season program, and whenever you get that type of turnout that we had here, it makes it easier transition into training camp. We obviously have some things we got to continue to work on as we get into pads and try to be a little more efficient offensively, and I think as we continue to do that, we'll be fine.
One of the big stories obviously coming in is you getting used to Vince and Vince getting used to you. How's that going up to this point?
It's taking some time, but I mean, that's why we're out here. We're out here to work through some of our mistakes, work through some of the things that we go through, and then the biggest thing is we're communicating well. I'm getting a better feel every day, making some improvement, and I'm hoping that, you know, as I'm learning, I can translate to my other guys in my room, so we'll have a great tight end room.
Have you seen some improvements from Vince, even just in this week? I mean, just talk about what you see from Vince right now.
Yeah, I see some improvement. I see him, when we talk about coverages on the sideline, how he can read the rotations and the shells. I think he's really excited about doing some of the things. I think he's holding back a little bit. I want to just cut it loose and just go out there and just not worry about making any mistakes. We'll be fine. We've got the guys in the locker room to help carry the team, help have the balance that we need, run the ball, and be a little better in the red zone, and I know we'll be fine.